One of the first bills signed into law this year actually was signed back in March, Senator, is Senate Bill 10, which creates a tax credit to attract amateur sporting events to Missouri. Give us an overview and why you believe this would be a good thing to have in the state.
Well, these amateur athletic events such as NCAA tournament, SEC basketball tournament, various Olympic swimming trials as mentioned, any time we can get something like that in our state, whether it's in one of the major metropolitan areas or at a university campus or anywhere in our state, it's a wonderful thing for economic development. These events bring tourists. People come into town from all over the country. They stay at our hotels. They eat at our restaurants. They visit our tourist attractions. And it's a tremendous moneymaker for the state.
Important aspect of that, as you mentioned, and that is the fact that most of the times, when we think of amateur sporting events or any kind of sporting events, I think we tend to think of St. Louis or Kansas City. But again, this is a bill of a law now that would allow smaller towns throughout Missouri the same opportunities.
That's absolutely right, and that's tremendously important.
Economically, how much of an impact do you believe this could make on the state, short term or long?
You know, it remains to be seen. I think any time you have a new incentive, it takes a little while for it to hit its potential. That said, it's my understanding that it already has paid dividends. It's my understanding the 2017 SEC basketball tournament is going to be in St. Louis, I believe. So it's paid immediate dividends already. And I think as time goes on, and particularly with the smaller market aspect of it that you mentioned, I think as some folks in other parts of the state, learn about and work to harness the potential of this particular incentive, I think we're going to see tremendous economic activity at the local level for private businesses and additional revenue for the state.
This also comes at a time where we've heard so much about tax credits, the need for tax credit reform, whether or not some of these credits should still be around or not. If this is a situation where, and this is like a lot of the newer tax credits as well, after a few years, it does come up for renewed scrutiny.
This particular amateur athletic credit has a six-year sunset. We will have to revisit it by 2019 at the latest. And obviously, if the return on investment is what we think it's going to be, I don't think there's going to be a problem renewing it. On the other hand, if we're all wrong, the purpose of the sunset is to protect us and give us an easy out in the event we need to move in a different direction. I don't think that's how it's going to work out. I think 6 years from now, we're going to be very happy that we got this done in 2013.
Part of this as well is the fact that Missouri, obviously in the center of the country, there's the ability for just about every other area of the country, if they want to have a centralized style tournament, why not come to Missouri?
Exactly. No, that's absolutely right. We are centrally located. We are convenient to much of the country. Speaking of another economic development initiative, our central location makes us pretty good for air cargo. And the more air cargo we can get in at Lambert, the cheaper it'll be for passenger flights. And the more folks will be able to fly into town cheaply for amateur athletic events. These things are all interrelated. But you're absolutely right. Our central location makes us an attractive venue for amateur athletic events of all different kinds.